part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life and no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go to President Thomas to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
And it's live from New York on the weekend of the Super Bowl, where all the eyes will be turned to this very city. Kevin McCullough is my name, and again, going it solo in our New York headquarters and studios, but not solo for the course of the action tonight, because live from Rome, Italy, Mr. Stephen Baldwin rejoins us, having just completed the production schedule and load for the new film that he's just finished up, and then will come, I'm assuming, to theater sometime in later this year, maybe in 2015. But, Stephen, welcome back to your own radio broadcast.
Well, thank you very much, sir. It's great to be here.
I'm glad you're here. I'm a little bummed because you're not here to, you know, let me ride your coattails into the big game this this weekend. Although, When you take me to Super Bowls that are away from here in the cold, I don't mind that either. So it's, you know, tomorrow maybe maybe the big screen's just enough for me. Stay indoors where you don't have to worry about getting frostbite and things like that. You wonder if this year's players are a little bit steamed. Like, man, the year that I go to the Super Bowl, we go to New York. We freeze our tush.
You say steamed, and like, you know, they're going to be out on that field like wishing they were in a steam room.
Yeah, well, they're just probably I'm totally talking out the other side of my face, because I'm sure they're thrilled to be here. The biggest game of their lives for most of them. Peyton Manning's been there before, but it's going to be exciting for all of them. And it's how does it feel kind of watching all of that from outside the U.S.? You've been, you know, thoroughly non-American for the last 3 weeks. What, knowing that your hometown area and everything is getting ready for this huge, cataclysmic media, you know, masterpiece event, what are you feeling over there?
Well, it is absolutely weird, just because, you know, I don't know if it's the third or the fourth year that Alec will host the big NFL honors event, which I think was live, may even actually be on as we speak right now, the big, where yep. They honor all the veteran football players of the NFL and this and that. So he's all dialed in, he's all plugged in. And speaking of coattails, you know, Lord knows you and I have reaped some of the benefits of Lex Luthor, as we lovingly refer to him as.
You call him that. I don't call him that.
Yeah.
That's a brother thing.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what it's like from over here in Rome, Italy. Went down to the front desk here at the hotel and basically looked at the guy at the counter and said, so, you know, tomorrow night, Super Bowl, big game, America, very exciting. And the guy just, his eyelids just kind of kept slapping together. Clueless.
Going to sleep?
No, just no idea what I, you know, if it's not football, meaning soccer, World Cup, so, you know, they just, over here in Italy, they're just not really too understanding or impressed with, you know, huge individuals pummeling themselves with big shiny objects on their heads. They don't get it.
Well, and who can blame them? Because all they can do is kick a ball with their feet. But, you know, that's a different story altogether. Okay, so, Stephen, for the people, the good people watching on the television networks that carry us, There's a still shot of you because we don't have a video feed to connect to you.
Sure.
And if you're listening by way of radio, friend, this is all imaginary for you, so I understand that. But we are on a couple of TV networks, and we've got good television stations in cities like New York City and Dallas-Fort Worth area, Houston, Salt Lake City, Denver, a whole bunch of other places throughout the country. But you've got this picture of you that looks like you've just been in a street brawl. You literally have like the Drew Brees scar coming down your face, and you got a busted lip and a huge and this is your photo for the night. This is what how people are going to see you and perceive you.
Who put that up there?
I have no idea who authorized Nicholas to put that into the feed. I have no idea who told Nicholas, probably me, to do that, but I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
So what is that? People are getting scared. We don't want them to be scared. That's makeup, right? That you didn't really get your face pounded into the cobblestones there in Rome.
Oh, no. What that is that's a photo circa 1983, out there in the backyard from the house there in Massapequa. No, just kidding. but there are some friends of mine that would understand that. No, that is just me having fun, putting out some images on the social media of this character I just played for this movie called Sight of Death.
Right.
This sci-fi movie I just did with...
And I'm getting the feeling it's, you know, a real lighthearted, upbeat, kind of emotional, feel-good bunch of goo. That's what I'm... Sight of Death.
Yes, one of these, you know, kind of, you know...
It's like the kind of thing you wake up in the morning and think, what do I want to watch a little bit of before I, you know, get busy with... I'll watch some Sight of Death this morning. This will encourage me.
A little SOD, Sight of Death, you know, kind of like a Breakfast Club movie. Like, you know, just real warm and fuzzy. No, but as you know, and my family knows, and some people knows, I've been rather selective in the last 5-6 years about what I want to do and participate in and what I will and won't do. Because
rather selective? I'm like, Stephen, go get a job, please.
Yeah,
this
would
be good.
I know.
But this is an exciting opportunity.
This was an exciting opportunity because the producers came to me and said, we want you to do this film. We understand you're a believer and that there's certain stuff you won't do. So we'll give you creative approval over your character. And this is the first time that in quite a long time that that collaborative process kind of came together and the stars all lined up. And if that, I mean, that was that, that's priority number one for me. But the cool thing is, for 3 weeks, I've been hanging out with Rutger Hauer, legendary Rutger Hauer from Blade Runner and many other films, Danny Glover, you know, from Lethal Weapon, Daryl Hannah.
Does Glover talk like this? Is he gravel voice?
Well, it's funny you do that because he is gravel voice, but his gravel voice is in no way comparable to one of the kings of gravel voice, which is Michael Madsen.
those two would be interesting in a scene together.
Yeah, it would just be dueling.
What are you doing over there? Yeah, Michael, I'm good. You want to go out for a smoke? Okay, let's do this first.
Yeah, well, Madsen, like, I come on the set, I walk on the set, and Mads will go, Baldwin, what are you doing here? Did you learn your lines? Do you know what you're doing? And I cannot tell you the fun I've had. It's a sci-fi kind of crazy action thriller. Rutger Hauer, Daryl Hannah, Michael Madsen.
Wait, forget all the rest of that. Tell me more about Daryl Hannah.
Just one of the sweetest, nicest gals, just super down to earth, has some interesting perspectives on certain issues blah, blah, blah.
Sure. What does she look like?
She looks great. Looks terrific. You know Daryl Hannah from Splash.
Of course I do. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, okay.
Actually, this is a little confession corner. My favorite scene of Daryl Hannah is the from Roxanne with Steve Martin when she's caught outside in the bushes outside the front yard because she somehow gets tangled up going outside and has a towel on, but then the towel somehow gets knocked away. So she's behind. Only the bushes are covering her up when Steve Martin comes looking for her.
Oh, that's
so,
right. Yeah. I remember.
I think I was 13 when I saw that the first time. And yeah, anyway, so some things just never die.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. I love that.
So anyway, well, it's 16 past the hour. Listen, we've got some interesting things we want to talk about. One of them related to the Super Bowl that's kind of extremely sad. We'll talk about that next. He's Baldwin, I'm McCullough. Stay with us.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Fina in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean, fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for hanging out with us on Saturday nights. We're coming to you live from New York, which is the host city of, it's one of the host communities of Super Bowl 48. We're also coming to you from Rome, which is where Stephen is, and that's where he is tonight. Normally, he's in the city where the Super Bowl is taking place. This is the first time, I think, that I'm in the city where it's going on and you're not. That's kind of weird. But here we are nonetheless, and it is an interesting thing, Stephen, to have the Super Bowl roll up into your hood, so to speak. Now, for people that don't know the area, Rutherford, New Jersey, is actually where the stadium is that the game is going to be held in. But guess, get a load of this: the mayor of Rutherford, New Jersey, not invited to the Super Bowl by the NFL.
Huh?
Yeah. Evidently, they think Rutherford's too insignificant. It's only got 8,000 people or whatever that live in it. But he's the mayor of the town that's hosting the game, physically right. Hosting the game, and he's not allowed. He's not invited to the game. Like, he has to buy a ticket if he wants to come. Now, I thought that was pretty bad, and then I heard this week. The NFL isn't allowing Rutherford, New Jersey, this little tiny town that has the stadium where the game's going to be played, they're not allowing Rutherford, who wasn't asking to take up space at the game or in the parking lot or anything, just on Main Street in their town, they wanted to hold a Super Bowl party. And you'd think, well, that's kind of nice. They're honoring your event, right? I mean, they want to throw a party in your event's honor. That's kind of cool. Well, evidently, the NFL said, you may have a party, but you may not call it a Super Bowl party. So they're having to name it something like the Big Game Tailgate or something like that. I'm like, look, Rutherford's this tiny little, you know, working class, you know, middle class town.
Yeah, but hold on, this is, you know, it always takes me another couple of like 30 seconds for my synapse to kick in here.
Right.
What was? Oh, thanks for agreeing so hesitantly. I appreciate that.
No problem. Now, proceed.
Now, don't distract me. What was their reason again?
Daryl Hannah.
What was their reason again for why they couldn't call it a Super Bowl party?
NFL just told them they couldn't.
Was it like a licensing thing or?
I think that's what the NFL is citing. We own the copyright to the term Super Bowl, therefore you may not use it. But I'm going, dude, they're having your game in their city. Like, how many really great things happened to Rutherford, New Jersey over the course of its little puny existence? This little tiny, you know, swampland next to the Hudson River. Here outside of New York City, how many good things have ever happened? I mean, there's probably some mob history and some other
easy
things.
Easy now.
There's probably some
easy
broken kneecaps that happened in Rutherford.
Easy.
But how many? Right. But how many really good things have ever happened in Rutherford? And now the NFL's first of all, your mayor, he ain't welcome, and we're not letting him come. And secondly, you can't call your party a Super Bowl party.
I'd just like to say, this is Steve Baldwin here on behalf of Baldwin McCullough Live and Extreme Media. I'd like to apologize for Mr. McCullough referring to Rutherford as a swampland. Please continue.
No, I said it's in the swampland.
No, you don't say Rutherford. If I'm a native of Rutherford and you say swampland in the same sentence, Kevin, hello.
I know, but that's, I mean, what I was pointing out is that they have difficult geography to deal with, and they've lived, okay. they've They've inhabited this piece of New Jersey that has been difficult to live in, and they've done a great job. And they're hosting the biggest, you know, sporting event, you know, of this early year. And outside the Olympics, probably going to be the biggest of the year. And they're getting treated like, you know, I don't know, a piece of garbage. They're like, we don't need you.
So then my next question to you is, does that mean that the fine people of Rutherford who will be attending the Super Bowl, are they swamp people, Kevin? Is that what they are?
I don't even know if they're letting Rutherford citizens come to the game. That's like they need their police department. Like, here's the NFL. No, not because they're swamp people, but the NFL is saying to this wonderful group of people in this little town, thank you for having us. Now get the heck out of our way.
Right. Okay, I got that.
And they're using the police department. They're using public services. They're doing all of this stuff. But they're like, yeah, move along. They're treating them like a homeless person.
And the mayor of Rutherford couldn't get a ticket?
He was not invited. Like, he could buy a ticket.
That's weird.
For like $3,500 or whatever. But he couldn't.
Very weird.
But he wasn't invited to come. And here, okay, now here's. That's one thing. So New York is kind of the city of reference in terms of the Super Bowl, right? So, you know, they're getting all the bragging rights, and Broadway this week from one end of the city down all the way to the other end, you know, just decorated, and they're having parties. And, Nick, you can put it up on the screen. We got live shots going into Times Square. There's a toboggan ride. Mayor de Blasio, the Bolshevik, he was riding down on his little mat a second ago with his son, his Afro-laden son, and his daughter. They were riding on the toboggans going down. And then there's this big stage. They've had music going on all week, you know, concerts and stuff. So New York gets all the glitz and all the fame, all the extra goodies. They get to be a welcoming community. There are a lot of New Jersey cities that are getting to be welcoming communities. Montclair, which is anywhere near Rutherford. It's, you know, down the ways a little bit. But here's little Rutherford, their police department, their fire department, you know, their emergencies. So everyone's standing, you know, ready at the helm to help this thing come off. They don't even get to be named a welcoming community. So they don't invite the mayor. They can't have a Super Bowl party. And they're not even allowed to welcome the game that they're responsible to host.
I just love how you said, and here comes little Rutherford, but like you're talking about like some little runt of a kid. Like, here comes little Jimmy Rutherford.
Well, compared to New York City, you know, you got what, 14 million people in New York City. You got 8,000 people in Rutherford.
Isn't that so cute? Here comes little Jimmy Rutherford.
Yeah, that's what it is. And they're getting bullied. They're getting bullied by the NFL, and I feel bad for them. I think we need to have some way of smuggling the mayor of Rutherford into the game tomorrow. Like,
well,
even with all the snipers.
I could sneak them in if I see. Here's the thing that you. This is the thing that makes my children just squirm right now. Like, we go to these concerts, like a Justin Bieber concert or this, that.
Yeah. You won't be doing that much anymore. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other conversation,
right.
Which, yeah. Be praying for that little rascal, by the way. And I'll get to these venues. Like, I could go to the Super Bowl tomorrow.
Okay, Steven, hold that thought, because the music means we're taking the break.
Yes, sir.
We're coming back. It's Super Bowl weekend, and the poor little mayor of Rutherford, New Jersey, isn't even being invited to the game that his city is hosting. Sad. What do you think? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Poor little Rutherford. Stay with us.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now. And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York City. We're glad that you're with us each weekend on Saturday night. I'm Kevin McCullough from our broadcast headquarters just outside of New York. And Stephen Baldwin joins us live on location in Rome, Italy tonight, where he is just wrapped production of a very uplifting and family-oriented film, one that you can take your smallest wee one to and almost be guaranteed to scare the living daylights out of them, called Sights of Death. Great, great. Get up in the morning, get you started out on a right foot kind of title. I'm told it's super inspiring and uplifting.
Nice little bowl of oatmeal, start your day.
Cup of coffee.
And then just upchuck it from Sights of Death.
Sights of Death, yeah.
Yeah.
You should have heard. You should have heard Jackie, our intrepid phone screener, during the break. She's like,
well, if it's you know, if it's so great, how come it has to have violence in it? Why is there violence in it? You're a Christian, Stephen. How can you? Yeah, the sex isn't there, but it's got violence.
So I went over and broke her nose. I don't know if that.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing about that. Actually, I'm sorry, Jack.
I didn't break her nose.
She was. That, Kevin, that's not funny.
Yeah, I know.
Behave yourself.
Well, you know the misogynist that I am. Me and Jay-Z, almost right there together. Like, you know, I make a joke about Jackie arguing with you. He strips his wife down to her underwear, parades her on network television, while he comes walking out dressed in a tux, thinking he's all it. Hey, you know, whatever.
What's up with that, Jackie?
I don't think she was a fan of Jay-Z's performance at the Grammys either. So,
no,
in all fairness.
She's got Jay-Z thumping on the 8-track in her car every time she pulls up to do the show on Saturday night. I've heard it myself.
And since 8-tracks haven't been in cars for nearly 30 years.
Oh, so?
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
So, okay, so here's and we're just kind of yapping about whatever comes to our mind, friends. So if you want to jump in on the conversation, that's incredible. Stephen, you and I have both been to a Super Bowl. You took me to a Super Bowl a couple of years ago. We saw the Giants beat Tom Brady like a 2-bit streetwalker, and that was kind of fun. You know, he ditched one woman who was pregnant to go get him a supermodel. So any time Tom Brady gets the living daylight speed out of him, here I go with my violence again. I'm all about that. Beating the living daylights out of Tom Brady.
It's Super Bowl weekend. You're allowed to be a little violent this weekend.
Okay. Okay. So I'm telling Jackie, Steven said I could. That's it. I got permission. But here's the thing. Evidently in recent years, and this is something else that's close to yours in my heart, there's been a real problem that has broken out. Because the cities that host the Super Bowls are publicized, you know, before the season starts. So people know, they knew, you know, a year ago that New York was going to be the site of this year's Super Bowl. Well, these pimps and johns and whatever you want to call them that run sex trafficking rings, prostitution rings, they know about this. And so they set up shop and they move to the area and they start developing networks. And there was an estimation that there was going to be upwards of maybe $50 million spent in New York City this year on sex traffic activities in and around Super Bowl weekend. Now, this last week, the feds, working with conjunction with the local law enforcement, captured one of these Long Island mamas who went by the name Beige. Very nondescript. Good for her. Trying to remain, concealed, I guess. But at the end of the day, she got busted. 17 of her accomplices got busted. They had already, Stephen, and this was, you know, a week ago when they got picked up. They had already booked $3 million worth of sex activities for people that were coming to the area that were going to be in the city. Around the city for the Super Bowl. And so people have started noticing this in recent years, and there's been a lot of things written about it on the web. I noticed some of my lovely bride's friends started asking the question on Facebook a few days ago, maybe we should cancel the Super Bowl altogether if it would mean that children wouldn't be trafficked, because some of the girls that are getting trafficked in this scenario are like ages 9 to 12. So we're talking about very, very young girls. We're talking about women that are being exploited by other forces. And if they don't bring in a certain amount of money and revenue, they get the living daylights beat out of them. I mean, it's really sad. When we come back, Stephen, give me some perspective on what you think about this. This is Baldwin McCullough.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's P-R-A-Y 2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and just this one reminder, do you know someone that has gifts, skills, abilities, should they be performing in the arts, the performing arts? A good friend of ours, Steve Dace, his daughter, another talk show host, heard on many of these same stations during the week, his daughter just got back from Shine with Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ and got two callbacks by some of the biggest shows in America.
Wow.
If you know of a young person in your life that has mad skills and they need to be discovered, you need to turn them on to the free auditions at AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com. AMTC is searching for actors, models, singers, and dancers across the country. They are a talent development ministry. They help you understand that your gifts are not just what you know, but the purpose for which you were designed to use them for. So get in touch with them today, AMTCAudition.com, AMTCAudition.com. Welcome. If you were just watching on one of the television networks, you saw the toboggan run, the toboggan cam. Is that what it's called, Mark? Toboggan cam? Right there in Super Bowl Village in Times Square, where, you know, Stephen, it got all the way up to 48 today. I literally was like, where's my beach shorts and golf clubs? Come on, guys, let's go. But if they had planned this Super Bowl 1 week earlier, dude, the players would have been in the foulest mood because polar vortex like 18 was here, and it was bone biting cold last week.
I mean, yeah, and you've been in New York for how long now?
Well, about 11 years.
So,
and before that, 20 years in Chicago. So I've seen northern cold weather for a long time, yeah.
Right. So, and I've been over here in Rome. So, I mean, what was it like? I mean, I talked to my family, talked to my wife, and they were just running around. They're kind of used to it, you know, being New Yorkers themselves.
Yeah.
Was it that bad?
The earlier parts of the fronts were. This last week, it actually got pretty nice. Like, I literally did go without the jacket between the garage and the office a couple of times because when it's 3 degrees with a negative 17 wind chill, you know, 28 and sunny feels like a spring day.
Yeah, because I'm born and raised there, and that's the one thing, man, when it does get to that place of cold where, you know, you open the door and it just growls at you. You know, I hate that.
Or as I saw on Facebook, I think the lovely bride put it on hers, but a little graphic that said, "Why do I live in a place where the air hurts my face?" I thought that's pretty good, actually. So anyway, I asked you before the break, the trend in sex trafficking and some of the things that are going on, this has developed a lot of concern. I've seen more women talk about the Super Bowl on social media this year than I've ever seen them talk about it in the past. And it's all been like, we should cancel it because if kids are going to get hurt, we should not even have the game. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, Kevin, from, you know, different ministries that we've been involved with.
And, Love 146.
You know, Rob Morris at Love 146 is a brilliant ministry, really, you know, having an impact on this issue. And my work right now internationally, I've been over to India twice now in Mumbai with what's called Bombay Teen Challenge, which is another amazing organization. But, yeah, I mean, just the thought of this, the thought that the notion that during the Super Bowl, as we speak right now, this activity is going on, and $50 million will be made over 72 hours from, you know, I won't even get specific. I mean, everybody knows what it is. Everybody knows what sex trafficking is. It's the third most successful, most
profitable industry
on the planet. I mean, and that's just sick and wrong. And, you know, I mean, what can I say, Kevin? This is just one of those things where, you know, I believe personally that on a federal level and, you know, locally, that they're doing everything they can. And this is where, you know, here I'm going to get, like, kicked in the shin here. But this is when NSA stuff, you know, starts to, like, maybe make sense if it's going to, you know, if eavesdropping on people is going to stop this kind of thing.
But the thing is, NSA hasn't stopped any sex trafficking. And so I think, you know.
Well, I would hope that it would.
Here's what has happened. Because I think some awareness is being raised this year about this, I think authorities have been a little more aggressive. And I think that's why you saw this ring busted up a few days ago. 18 people in custody. They busted up $3 million worth of transactions, most of them paid for by credit card, that, to their knowledge so far. Those numbers are going to trace to people. There's going to be prosecutions that come out of that. So, you know, I think that this was I think that it's a very fortuitous thing that they made this big bust just before, you know, the real week before the game that got going. But I want to throw this to the listeners. 888-340-3373. Women that I've never seen say one thing about football ever in their life were posting madly about the Super Bowl this week. And they were relaying an article about the intensity of sex trafficking as it relates to the big game and whether or not something should be done by way of delaying the game, rescheduling the game, moving the game to somewhere else. If it would save the innocence or the life of a girl, would it be worth it? Is that how we should be evaluating this? And for those of you that are hardcore football fans, please hear me. I'm not trying to say that football is causing girls to be trafficked. But the reality, Stephen, is there's two parallel experiences going on simultaneously, and they are definitely connected, even though the NFL has nothing to do with it, even though the teams have nothing to do with it, even though the host city has nothing to do with it, even though the people around the official celebration, they're not organizing anything related to the trafficking. It's just the pure exploitation and evil intent of people looking to make a buck off of exploitation of kids and women in particular.
Yeah, no, this is clearly something that is, you know, there is no logic, no common sense logic. It's just pure evil. And
but how do you argue with the moral thought that said, you know, if you weren't having the game, the kids wouldn't be trafficked? I mean, at least not the way the plan has been worked. I mean, well, would our society ever be willing to cancel something as big as the Super Bowl if it did save the innocence of one child?
Well, no. I maybe I'm just a horrible pessimist, but, you know, when you think about the monetization of what happens during the Super Bowl and the money that's going to be made and the money that will be coming into the city in all those other ways that are positive things.
Well, let's talk about it. 888-340-3373. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. 888-340-3373. Cancel the Super Bowl to save kids.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold
this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Live from New York, Super Bowl weekend, it is Baldwin McCullough Live, where half of us are in New York, the other half are in Rome, Italy. That's Baldwin over there. Say hi, Baldwin.
Hi, Baldwin.
he does that so well. Sit, Baldwin, sit. Obey. Okay, before we get back to the discussion real quickly, hey, you know what I'd rather do? I'd rather hit my big toe with a hammer than forget Valentine's Day. And I learned that lesson the hard way a few years ago. But I'm not going to forget it again because of ProFlowers.com. Get a dozen assorted roses and a free glass vase, or double the roses. You get the dozen roses, free glass vase, that's $19.99. Now, Baldwin, even you can afford that for the lovely Mrs. Baldwin. I mean, even you could do that. But get double.
She's getting dandelions.
But get, okay. There you go. But get double the amount of roses for only $9.99 more and get a signature premium vase, which is kind of cool. But you can also take a look at any of the other offers that they have. ProFlowers.com. Quick, easy delivery on Valentine's Day. If you order tonight, you can say deliver by 10 a.m. Valentine's Day. They'll guarantee it. So here's my advice, guys. Order the flowers. Check it off. You already have it done. Trust me, you'll get loving that night. Flowers, Valentine's Day, that's mood central right there. Can't beat the price or convenience. Best value, get it done early. Set the delivery date, even if you've already got Valentine's plans for the evening. You know those ladies like to be romanced all day long. Send her flowers in the morning. Pro flowers are guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. It's an absolute no-brainer. Go to proflowers.com, P-R-O-F-L-O-W-E-R-S.com, and type Kevin, that's me, up in the top right-hand corner in that little box with the microphone. Type Kevin in there. And again, $19.99 for a dozen long-stem roses, glass vase, or $9.99 more, you get 24 roses, twice as many roses in the premium vase. 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS, you can do it by phone, or go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone, top right-hand corner, type Kevin. The deal will expire next Friday at midnight, so go now. Anyway, there's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. We're glad that you're with us. Baldwin McCullough Live, oddly enough, the name of this broadcast. And, Stephen, I really do want to hear what people have to say about what we threw out there, because we've got four phone lines open, and I got to think someone in America cares about kids, and I got to think at least a few people care about the game tomorrow. Should the game be canceled? Or should the weekend have been canceled if it would have saved even one child? Wouldn't that be the morally right thing to do? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. A lot of people, Stephen, getting very concerned about the fact that these kids are going to be exploited in this way. But nobody has weighed in on it, and we've got four phone lines open. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. When we come back, it's going to be the beginning of hour number two, and I want to see Baldwin do his Danny Glover and Mike Madsen impersonation all over again. So the Reader's Theater from Rome, when we continue with Stephen at the top of the next hour.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver liver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
8:20.